this year our Pesach Seder might be very different from past years and very different from how we imagined. Perhaps we will not be sitting with all the family we imagined we'd be sitting with at the Seder. Perhaps we won't be celebrating the Seder with any family at all. Perhaps we're worried about the health of our loved ones, of our friends and family. Perhaps we're worried about our financial well-being, our job security, being out of work for many months. There's a lot to worry about this Pesach. I wanted to share a few thoughts to keep in mind during the Pesach Seder to try to take that worrying and focus it in a positive direction. Number one, Dayenu. Ilu hotziyanu miyotzrayim v'lo asavahem shvatim v'lo karlanu et hayam v'lo havriyanu b'tocho b'charava v'lo natan lanu et ha-shabbat v'lo natan lanu et ha-torah v'lo chnisanu l'eretz Yisrael, etc. If Hashem had taken us out of Mitzrayim, Dayenu would be enough. Even if he hadn't saved us at the Yamsuf, even if he hadn't given us the Torah, even if he hadn't fed us, given us food and water to get through the Sinai Desert, even if he hadn't brought us into Eretz Yisrael, how would that be enough? It clearly would not be enough. If it was enough to take us out of Mitzrayim and have us die at the Yam Suf, then that would have happened. Obviously, Hashem's plan required that it would only be enough to take us out of Mitzrayim, skipping some of the lines, get us through the Yam Suf, drown our enemies, give us the Torah, get us through the desert in one piece with food and water and shelter, and bring us into Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean by Dayenu? The Mefarshim explain that Dayenu doesn't mean it would actually be enough. It means it would be enough for us to praise Hashem. It would be enough for us to say thank you, Hashem. The key of Pesach, the entire holiday of Pesach, does not include the goal. It doesn't actually fulfill our needs. Until Shavuos, until we get the Torah, what have we gained by leaving Mitzrayim? We're not an eternal people. Until Sukkot, until we have shelter, until our needs are provided for in the desert, we're still going to die in the desert. When we left Mitzrayim that first Seder night, as far as we knew, we would be nothing, go out to the desert and perish there. Not only didn't we get what we wanted, we didn't get what we needed. But the entire Pesach is saying Dayenu, saying, you know what, Hashem, thank you for what you've given me, even though it's not what I wanted, even though it's not what I authentically needed. We're not talking about a foolish, unnecessary desires. But thank you, Hashem, for what you've given me so far. I think this Pesach at the Seder, the whole Seder, is one long Dayenu. Hashem, if I'm sitting with some family, but not all my family, thank you for my beautiful family. If I'm sitting by myself, thank you for the family I talked to on the phone before Yontif, who I'm going to sit with the next Pesach, who I'm going to sit with in other Chagim and special times. Hashem, thank you for making me a Jew. Thank you for giving me the Torah. Thank you for giving me these mitzvos. Thank you for giving me something to celebrate 1,300 odd years. Thank you for making me eternal and giving me something which is eternal, meaningful, and transcendent. Torah and mitzvos, including the mitzvos I'm sitting down to do at this Pesach Seder. If I'm healthy, thank you for my health. There's so much to be thankful for. We usually don't notice it because we have so much more. Maybe on years when we have a little less, it's an opportunity to have a little more kavanah in that dayenu. And Hashem, thank you. I appreciate what I do have because it is so great and such an amazing chesed that you gave it to me, even if I would really like something more. Second point. Korech. Zecher l'mikdash gehillel. Kach asa hillel. Haya korech matza umor v'ochlam b'yachad. Hillel would wrap the maror in the matza and eat a sandwich. His matza was probably a little softer. It would be more of a sort of lafa with vegetables, perhaps also meat inside. He would eat the maror as part of the matzah. The great Hasidic thinkers explain that it's so important to eat the maror and the matzah because the matzah represents our geula, and the maror represents the bitterness and suffering and all the bad that happened to us. The bitterness and suffering didn't just happen. It was part of a sandwich. It was part of the matzah. It was part of the geula. It was a necessary part of the plan of Hashem redeeming us and bringing us to greatness. Our ancestors in Mitzrayim didn't understand why they had to toil in slavery for hundreds of years. Didn't understand why they were beaten, why their babies were thrown into the Nile River. We still don't understand exactly why it had to happen that way. But we know, with a bit of historical perspective, that all of this was necessary as part of Hashem's plan to make us an eternal people. All of that was necessary in order that we still be around to tell the story 3,300 years later. All that was necessary because all the other nations who did not endure that suffering, all the Romans and the Assyrians and the ancient Egyptians, are all gone, buried in the sands of history. And we're still here because of that experience. This year, many of us are suffering a lot of bitterness. Some of us find it hard to find anything to appreciate because we taste so much bitterness. Others find what to appreciate, but also taste the bitterness. And it's okay to be sad and to be pained about the bitter experiences that Hashem visits upon us. But what our ancestors knew that kept them hopeful and inspired through the Shibud Mitzrayim, and what our ancestors knew for 3,300 years of Jewish history, through good times and through the many bad times, is that the bitterness is part of the matzah sandwich. It's part of the redemption sandwich. Hashem has a plan. Everything happens for a reason. We don't understand the reason. Sometimes we're not supposed to be able to understand the reason as long as we're living in this physical world. But we know, we have faith, that there's a reason, and ultimately even the bitter happens because it brings about a greater redemption in the end. And if we hold fast to our faith that everything happens for a reason, that the bitter is merely part of the sandwich of goodness, of redemption, then it makes it a little easier to swallow that bitterness. We'll end with one third point. The Maggid, the part of the Haggadah that tells the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, begins with Halach Ma'ana Diachalo Avatana Be'arid Mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction. This is the matzah our ancestors ate in Egypt. And so what? So therefore, Kol Dichvin Yetevi V'yechol Kol Ditzrich Yetevi Yifsach. Whoever's hungry, come and eat. Whoever is needy, come and make Pesach with us. This year, we are probably not able to invite the guests we would like to invite to our Pesach Seder, or to be invited to a Pesach Seder. But the Haggadah still tells us that the first step, the first part of celebrating our freedom, is inviting those who are needy, sharing with others. Why is this? Rav Salvechik explains so beautifully. What is the difference between a slave and a free person? We might think a slave cannot take care of him or herself. Well, a free person has the ability to take care of themselves. That's not true. The slaves managed to live. They somehow took care of themselves. They somehow managed to scrape by and survive to their 120 years. What is the real difference between a slave and a free person? A slave only has no resources. Has very little headspace, has no psychological ability to worry about anything but his own survival. A slave worries about himself. A free person has resources, has talents, has skills, has possessions, has power, has the psychological ability to look outside of him or herself and take into account the needs of others. When Moshe grew up, the first thing he did was look at his fellow Jews and see their suffering. Says Rav Salvechik, the Pesach Seder is all about being free. What does it mean to be free? Being free means being able to share with others, to worry about others, to not just worry about ourselves. Someone who's truly free cares about others. This Pesach, we may not be able to do everything for ourselves that we've done in the past, but we're able to do so much more for others. If we have the financial resources, help other people make Pesach if they're out of work, if they're suffering because of the current situation. If we have time, and we all have some time, pick up the phone and call people who are lonely. Call not just our closest relatives. Maybe our more distant relatives, maybe neighbors, maybe someone from shul who no one ever talks to. Call someone and let them know that we care about them, that we're interested in their well-being, that they mean something to us. And ask how we can be helpful. There are so many people who have so many needs now that were unanticipated in previous years. Maybe we can do something about those needs and thus truly be free. This Pesach will be a Pesach like no Pesach we've celebrated until now, and hopefully like no Pesach we will celebrate in the future. But in some ways, it can be greater and deeper and more meaningful than any other Pesach we've celebrated. If we keep in mind that this Pesach is a unique opportunity to appreciate the things we never stopped to appreciate before or didn't appreciate enough before. Say thank you, Hashem, for things we took for granted last year because we had so much more than that. But now we learn to appreciate them. If this Pesach is a year we can reinforce our belief that the bitterness is part of the sandwich, part of the package deal of redemption. If this Pesach, we can exercise our freedom, not by walking around and going wherever we want, which we probably are not able to do, but by enlarging our heart, expanding our vistas, by caring about others, by doing more for others than we've done in past years, then this Pesach, we can be freer and have a more meaningful experience than we've ever had in the past. May we all have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, a meaningful, free, transcendent, and memorable Pesach.